Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. A big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations. There really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. Check them out. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, I'm kicking off February with a wine roundup and cocktail suggestions for Super Bowl weekend. Are you hosting a Super Bowl party this weekend, or maybe attending one, or maybe you're attending two like me, or perhaps you're ignoring Super Bowl activities and hanging at home? It's all good. I just thought I'd take this opportunity to share easy cocktail ideas for this weekend and beyond. These are hosting tips that I use actually throughout the year. So I'm also going to share with you a recap this morning of all of my top picks for affordable, that's easy on the pocketbook, wine finds. Great buys if you want to get a half a case or a case or even a solo bottle for your festivities this weekend. And, you know, there's nothing like a great bottle of wine that you can find at a deep discount, right? And there's also some really fabulous non-alcoholic wines that are coming out, too. So be sure to check those out when you get into Oliver's or Bottle Barn or Willoughby's or wherever you shop. Anyway, so you're expecting guests this weekend. Well, I always love to expect company. And I always have things ready if so. But here's the thing, don't panic. You know, I have a lot of friends that want to host a party and they always get this kind of anxiety or, you know, pre-party apprehension. And I'm here to give you some tips and tricks to just let all of that go. So here are a few of my pre-party planning tips. And I find that the best, most relaxing way to happily host neighbors, friends, family, you know, is prepare your cocktail stuff ahead of time and make it really, really easy. So you don't have to do a super fancy pants 10-ingredient cocktail. The best way to do it and most fun for everybody involved is to do really simple cocktails. So here's what I do. If you have a specific cocktail in mind, you can pre-batch that, keep it in the refrigerator, like a margarita or a Bloody Mary. But here's what I do. Say on game day, I set out cocktail glasses and whatever pre-batched cocktail I might have done in a nice pitcher. And then I put in a little bowl like garnishes and voila, you're ready to go. Make it a DIY station, okay? Now, one of my favorite cocktail hacks, which is very relaxing and stress-free for the host, which is me, and really fun for guests, is I do set up a DIY cocktail station, which you can do the day before or the morning of. But these are like 2 or 3 ingredient cocktails, right? Just add a bucket of ice with tongs and voila, right before the guests arrive. For example, to keep it light and easy, I'll do gin and tonic station or a vodka tonic station, and this makes it really, really fun. All you need to do is put out some tall Collins style glasses and also some smaller rock style glasses if you have some friends that might want a smaller cocktail. You can put out a bottle of quality, locally sourced, of course, gin or vodka, and some quality tonic and soda. I prefer Fever Tree. That's my go-to for those types of mixers. Put out a long-handled stirring spoon and like a measuring jigger, a bucket of ice, a plate of garnishes, maybe some lemon peels and lime slices. Keep it very basic and very, very easy. And of course, this time of year, citrus is in season, so it makes it really affordable to get some cute garnishes happening. And chances are, if you don't have a Meyer lemon tree in your backyard, probably your neighbor does. Always ask before you grab, though, right? Anyway, I find that doing these DIY cocktail stations is just really simple and stress-free. You know, that's pretty much it. Then everybody can make their own cocktail, and it's stress-free for the hosts. Now, adjacent to that, you can have a table for all of your wine setups. Have a corkscrew out so people can open bottles at the ready, and of course your nice wine glasses. And the same goes for beer. If you'd like to get a tub full of ice ahead of time, stock it with brews, and voila. Okay, now let's focus back to the wine. January, of course, was my focus month for fabulous wine finds. Things that are cheap and cheerful, bottles that are delicious, and these finds are perfect for Super Bowl weekend as well and beyond. So here's a lineup of my wine picks, and if you'd like to get full descriptions of each one of these wines, they can be found on the podcast section of the Crush website, and you can listen to all of the shows that I did in January, each one from January 8th through the 29th, where I give you nice deep descriptions on each one of these wine picks. And that's at krsh.com/Wine Wednesday podcast. All right, here we go. McNabridge. I love this winery. They're up in Mendocino. They make some amazing wines, and they're always really easy on the pocketbook. I'd love to feature the Fred's Red wine that they're making, lot number 18. It's a red wine blend. Syrah, Primitivo, Touriga Nacional, Zinfandel, and Petite Syrah. A lovely combination. Coming in at $14. What a steal. And then also the Stolmuller Sauvignon Blanc 2023 vintage from Alexander Valley. This is such a cute winery. And if you haven't been out to Stolmuller, you must make a point to get out and check it out. I talked about their Sauvignon Blanc in January, and it's a terrific wine for this weekend and especially crab season as well. It's bright, it's fun, it's delicious. Here's the thing. It's normally $28 a bottle, and right now, $14. That's right, for the 2023 Stolmuller Sauvignon Blanc from Alexander Valley. All right, next winery up, Tourentedu Winery. What a great legendary winery and a terrific winemaker. The 2022 Tourentedu Winery OPR is on sale. That's the Old Patch Red. Now, this is another red blend that has Zinfandel, Petite Syrah, and Carignan. It kind of tastes like a Rhone-style blend. Nice and juicy and spicy. It's definitely a crowd pleaser, and I have found it around town anywhere between $12.99 and $14.99. Ha, what a steal of a deal. Next up, a trifecta of wineries from Hush Winery. I love this old legendary winery in Mendocino's Anderson Valley, and all three of these wines are really great crowd pleasers. They're easy on the pocketbook and readily found. The Chenin Blanc from Hush Winery, delectable and delicious, and if you haven't had a Chenin Blanc in a while, now's your chance. And their Sauvignon Blanc, refreshing and zippy. And I also featured their Gewürztraminer in January. And I want to circle back around to this one because this is spicy, dry. It's definitely a party pleaser. It's fun. And it's just a delicious wine. Now, all three of these wines from Hush Winery, I found it around $14.99 to $15.99. Now, if you'd like to check out their Chardonnay, because, you know, everybody loves a good Chardonnay, I found that around town for $15 to $16.99. Very, very good steal of a deal. Perfect for this Super Bowl weekend and beyond. And thank you for tuning into Wine Wednesday this morning. Now, next week, it's very exciting. You got to tune into Wine Wednesday next week because it's the return of the seasonal cocktail feature. I'm going to be talking about a winter cocktail that's perfect for Valentine's Day weekend and a holiday weekend, and get this, a wine that will make you fall in love with wine all over again. That's right, next week on Wine Wednesday, right here at 7:30 a.m. on the Morning Crush. Have a wine-soaked week.